Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and we are rightfully so, and we're back with Ted Pike. Ted, you were starting to answer that question that John brought up, and go ahead, give the complete answer about the Vatican and the Jews and so forth.
Obviously, I'm a child of the Protestant Reformation. I'm a Protestant. I agree with what Luther did against the Catholics. I believe that the papacy did have worldly ambitions and with a willingness to persecute dissent, which was abominable, and so on. And a certain amount of this worldly ambition undoubtedly continues even covertly within the Vatican and all of that. And it may even work with Masons and others to facilitate some of these goals. On the other hand, in contrast, Catholicism in contrast to Judaism and to the Talmud and Kabbalah, it's like almost white and black, you see, because in all crucial tenets, rabbinic Pharisaic Judaism is anti-Christian. It believes that Christ is a blasphemer and a false prophet. He is not the Son of God. He did not rise from the dead. He was not born of the Virgin Mary. He did miracles through witchcraft and demon cooperation. And he's now in hell, wallowing in boiling hot excrement. How could you ever find a more conspiratorial and anti-Christ system than Judaism, you see? And the historic Protestant view was that the Pope is the Babylon the Great, will rule the world, and so on. In fact, I was listening in on a talk show just last week, and there was quite an educated man who was claiming that the Pope is the single, he is the eye of the octopus. Everything that's going wrong in the world, and he controls the ADL, and he controls Zionism, and he controls CFR and Hollywood and media and all this kind of thing. I believe that's disinformation, and we have to. I'm not supporting Catholicism, but I believe that it's disinformation to get people thinking that the Catholics are the crux of the problem. But the truth of the matter is that it's easy to document, easy to quantify the fact that the evil Jewish leaders control basically our government, our Congress, the media, international finance, and the war-making powers in the Middle East and so on. That is very easy to document.
That's interesting. You'd have to tell that to John MacArthur of Harper's Magazine, who recently wrote in one of his columns that it's the Saudi lobby that controls the Congress and the White House and not the Israeli. As much as he's against the Israeli abuses and so forth, you know, it's the ant that's stronger than the elephant, you know, believe it or not. Anyway, that's very true, what you have just said, but also... we might even go beyond that and suggest that, as you have yourself said, that we're not dealing with the head of the problem if we deal with the Vatican and we deal with the Masons and we deal with the Klan and we deal with this group and that group and the Illuminists and the various and sundry other groups, the Masons and Freemasonry and all of these groups put together. We're dealing with the tentacles, but the octopus, the brain of it all, has to be in Jerusalem. The Scripture makes that pretty clear, I think.
Right. It does. It does. And Scripture makes it clear that Babylon the great mother of harlots that will rule the world and is rapidly assuming that place of ascendancy right now, is this evil Pharisaic Judaic system.
Absolutely.
And going back into the Old Testament, we find that God chose the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, to be his unique bride among the nations. And yet they apostatized and they became the mother of the spiritual principle of whoredom against God's will and spiritual lewdness and treachery to that marriage covenant. And nothing has annulled that over time. They remain in that whorish condition.
All right, if you can stay just a few more minutes, Ted, we'll be right back to pursue this and to take another call or two if we have them online now. And then we will also sum up, tell you what needs to be done. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall continue with Ted Pike. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and let's take another caller, Roy in Texas for Ted Pike. Hello, Roy. You're on the program.
Yes. First off, I wanted to say thank you to the Reverend for all the good work he's done. I hope all your listeners actually follow through and do call their congressman. And I had a question for the Reverend specifically. In an Israeli newspaper, Haaretz, it says that settlers in a settlement there in Israel were chanting at the Palestinians, "We killed Christ, we'll kill you too." Kind of interesting. Recently, I don't know if you've looked at a lot of the revisionist Christianity that's being put forth, but there's a message being spread that the Romans were the ones who actually killed Jesus, not the Pharisees. And I was surprised to see that these were Jewish settlers saying that they had killed Christ. I'm wondering if the Talmud actually teaches Jews that they had killed Christ.
Oh, absolutely. The Talmud is very specific that on the eve of Passover, Yeshu, which stands for Jesus, and by the way, the cryptic meaning of the word Yeshu is a shortened version of Yeshua, and it means may his name and memory be blotted out. And so it says in the Talmud, in Treatise Sanhedrin, that on the eve of the Passover, Yeshu was crucified. Excuse me, not crucified, he was hanged. It doesn't say he was crucified in the Talmud, but he was hanged. And there's another rabbinical story. It's called the Toldoth Yeshu, and it says that Jesus was actually hung on a giant cabbage stalk, and that his body was thrown down in a ditch, and used as to plug up irrigation canals. And the Talmud is very specific that Jesus was crucified because he was a blasphemer, a false prophet, and led Israel astray. And so it's really very contradictory for people like Abe Foxman of the ADL to claim, as he does, that the Jews did not crucify Christ because, you know, it was against their law and against their traditions and things like that. The Talmud is very specific that as an act of righteousness, the elders of Israel condemned Jesus to strangling. It also goes on in the Talmud to describe how Jesus was subjected to all four legal means of death, which included a burning, hot oil is poured into his mouth and burns his intestines. He's strangled. He is stoned to death. Mm. And let's see, what is the fourth one? I can't remember the fourth one, but that's what the Talmud is all about.
But isn't that really a classic definition of hate?
Oh boy, I should say so.
Well,
I find that very intimidating.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, couldn't you then come forward and say that there are rabbis, for instance, and people like Abe Foxman who do believe the Talmud that are indeed guilty of hate and are assaulting you? Couldn't you do that? But you're saying that it wouldn't wash because
ADL controls the courts. You see, their whole plan is to control the justice system to make it impossible to sustain any kind of a charge that a Christian.
So they're pretty confident with their control then.
Oh yeah.
This law is basically is custom made for them.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the reasons they're promoting this big Department of Peace bill is it'll set up the ADL in an $8.5 billion a year federally funded, basically a ministry of propaganda, they will be the ones to lay down their definitions and have an educational program going all the way to the kindergarten, teaching against Christian bias of in these matters.
Roy, do you have any comment further?
No comment. Just one other thing is, I saw a video on the internet for free. Documenting the power of the Israel lobby in America. It was actually from a Dutch website.
Yes, I have that.
And if possible, I was hoping to email the link to that video to either of you so that maybe you could post a link on one of your websites.
I have that in my own files. I can do that. But let me ask you this, Roy. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What issue of Haaretz was this article carried in about the marching Israelis? Can you send that to us? Can you give that information to us? Because I did not read that.
I can, and
I want to make sure that it's there.
It was specifically, we killed Christ. We'll kill you too.
All right, I want to see that. Quote. I want to see that in writing from Haaretz. Can you provide us with that?
If you could send that also to me, Roy. If you could send that to me at Ted Pike at Truth Tellers, I'd like to see that too.
Okay, how's not that? A problem at all.
All right, do that, please. Thank you very much, Roy. I appreciate that. All right, 1-800-313-9443 is our number, 800-313-9443. It is important that we do document everything that we say, because if we can't, then, you see, we hold ourselves up to ridicule and also to incredulity. And we don't want to do that, because then we'd be just like the enemy. We have to make sure that we can document what we say, and that's the important point. Right, Ted?
Yes, it is. The truth of the matter is that everything I say on the Internet and all of my productions, I practically have had to adopt a policy of never saying anything or producing anything that I haven't almost held in my hands.
That's right.
That's why I have the Babylonian Talmud in my library. I have the five volumes of the Zohar and so on. Because if you're ever caught in a serious error, then the ADL will pick that one thing up and blow it up, and that becomes a tool to basically par your reputation for time and eternity.
Last night, you know, we did have a good program, and in the course of the program, we had a number of people calling up who have basically resigned themselves to the fact that, quote, it's all over, and, you know, we're going through judgment, and God is judging America, and we basically haven't got much choice, and these things are going to happen. And it was, you know, I did receive some personal emails and personal calls from people who didn't particularly think that was good to say that, even though it may, you know, may or may not be true, regardless of the judgment that's upon us. They thought that that was a defeatist attitude. That's a very unchristian attitude in one sense, in that, you know, we are commanded to fight the good fight and to man the post and not to give in, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And, Ted, which position do you take here? I think I already know, but clarify
well,
it for me,
you
please.
You know, back in the time of Samson, Israel had sinned, and Israel was in the hands of the Philistines. And then God, out of his compassion, he raised up Samson to come out, and was this whirling dervish, kind of a human Sherman tank, to bring vengeance on the Philistines. But the people of Israel, the elders of Israel, all came out, and they had their ropes, and they said, "Don't you know that the Philistines are lords over us?" But the Bible tells us that the righteous shall not be under the authority and the dominion of the wicked. And it is our duty as Christians and as patriots to fight and resist and to throw off any kind of spirit that wants to bring us under bondage. You see, God is the God who created the eagle to fly anywhere he wants to, and the fish to fly, to swim anywhere in the sea. And if an animal, if a brute beast has that kind of freedom, how much more should an upright being made in the image of Almighty God have this freedom? So God has a vested interest in preserving our freedom, because it's out of that freedom that we have the right to preach the gospel and bring salvation to the lost. So absolutely, we have to fight, we have to maintain and be proper custodians of this wonderful vehicle for truth and light and evangelism, which is the United States of America.
All right, amen. Now, the number to call, toll-free, and the regular number, the toll number, you can give those for the House. I believe it's 877-541-6437, is that it?
Yes. Excuse me, that was a typo on that e-alert.
Yeah.
That didn't get corrected. It's 877-851-6437.
That's important now. We want to get the right information. So it is 877-851-6437, right?
That's right. And then the toll number is 202-224-3121.
And that's for the House. What about the Senate?
It's the same thing. It'll get to both
okay.
places.
Just to clarify for our listeners. Ted, it's been good having you give us this update, and we'll have you back again, I'm sure, in a few days to tell us what's
right.
going on. And people can visit the website, www.truthtellers.org. They can copy down the flyer that you have, all the information, familiarize themselves with it. But as you said, when they're calling their representatives, particularly their own as well as others, they must tell them how they feel about voting for them if they vote for this bill, right?
That's right. Let them know in no uncertain terms that they're out of office as far as you're concerned if you find out they voted for the hate bill.
And let's continue to pray with this divine intervention here, that maybe many Republicans will join the fray and frustrate the efforts of the ADL types in Congress.
Amen. Thank you, Rick.
Amen. Thank you. And we'll talk again, Ted, I'm sure.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye now. Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it. Once again, you can continue to react to this, but we also give you an opportunity to discuss many other things that are happening across the landscape. We'll do that, of course, when we return from the break. And our number again here is 800-313-9443. Excuse me. We can hear the allergies now tickling us, and the air is here. It's warm, it's dry, then it's rainy, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold. Well, anyway, the tickles are here, and speaking of tickles and remedies, the FDA would like to implement a ban on vitamins and natural health care products. Once again, Satan never sleeps. We'll be back with this and many other issues. Stay tuned. Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And we are back now. We are back, and we have some free and open time here. We'll get to your calls in a moment or so, but I just want you to know, by the way, tomorrow night we have invited one of our great callers and also one who runs a radio station that carries us, that carries RBN programming, and he is Kevin Franz, and his 73 thought-provoking questions for you to think about and to address to public officials. And they are 73. Boy, tomorrow night, that should be a feast of really cerebral matter. So tune in, join us tomorrow night on that front. Friday night, we'll be talking with Gene Smith once again, BibleTruthMan.com. Gene has been getting a lot of feedback from the program. He even got some calls from Germany listening to us. So you see, we're getting out there, and that's another reason that the ADL types would like to silence us completely if they can get away with it. And if they do, well, you know what happens next. But anyway, Gene wants to talk about the real Constitution, not the mythical ACLU Constitution, the false and spurious doctrines of separation of church and state and the Constitution. So, by all means, ladies and gentlemen, by all means, the next two nights, again, should be most interesting. And I was just going to get into this subject here before we get back to the phones about the FDA. Many of you know there's another bureaucratic agency of government, the so-called Federal Food and Drug Administration, which is another agency, what isn't, out of control, but another agency which is going way, way, way beyond what its original intention allegedly was. And they have launched another sneak attack, we're told, trying to regulate your health freedom and your liberty. And Tom DeWeese, who writes with the forum News with Views again, we're going to invite him on the show, too. He writes about, through the FDA's unholy partnerships with the big pharmaceuticals and the Codex Alimentarius Commission, an offshoot of the UN, we are very close to losing alternative health care in America. Yes, there is a crisis, and it does need your immediate action. In 1994, Congress passed the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA, okay, voting unanimously to protect your health care choices in response to 2.5 million ordinary citizens demanding dietary supplements stay on the over-the-counter market. Well, the FDA is trying to end run the DSHEA and regulate you out from under Congress's severe limitations on the authority the FDA has over items currently classified as food and therefore presumed to be safe, including your dietary supplements and your herbs. The law currently provides the FDA with plenty of legal authority to remove any herb or supplement from the market anytime the agency can show real evidence of real harm to the public. First, they must show it. Now, the Codex Alimentarius Commission is working to harmonize food and supplement rules, putting our American healthcare system down to the level of the third world. Under Codex rules, even basic vitamins and minerals will require a doctor's prescription, as Europe will require a doctor's prescription. And they move closer and closer to adopting those same Codex standards. It becomes more likely the World Trade Organization will attempt to force those standards, you see, on the United States. This is why internationalism and interventionism is so evil, why world wars are evil, because all of them destroy our individuality, our own nations, our sovereignty, to link us into a one-world unified system, a unified code. Eventually, that will be typified by the one-world religion of Antichrist. So if the FDA adopts this proposal, all natural health care could be illegal even for medical doctors to prescribe. All natural health care would be criminal in one way or another. Anyone who advises, advocates, counsels, distributes, markets, recommends, or suggests anybody use medicine is practicing medicine without a license. Now, this is a, quote, felony, unquote, in these United States, punishable by fines and incarcerations. Read the FDA's proposal, draft guidance for industry on complementary and alternative medicine products and their regulation by the Food and Drug Administration. You can go to their PDF file, go right to the FDA website, and you can look up the guidelines for this industry. It's docket number 200-6D-0480. Look it up. Go on their website. See it for yourself. Another proposal to rape your freedom. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio, Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back once again, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't finished with this FDA article. I have gotten a lot of emails on this. Well, not a lot, but certainly several emails. I think it's important to understand that it is real. It's not just made up. It's not just something we're reading from rumormillnews.com or any of the other websites. Undoubtedly, it's not appeared in your local newspapers, and it won't for the most part. They never do. You read about it after it's too late, just like the hate crimes bill and the hate speech bill. But it's out there. It's out there. Here it is. The FDA, through the AMA, maybe, is going to put alternatives out of business if they're allowed to. If they are allowed to. Craig Deniga, BALMT, president of Ancient Healing Arts Association, also has some information and reporting that you can read about on his website, www.ancienthealingarts.com. ancienthealingarts.org. That's one word, ancienthealingarts.org. And he said, you know, again, the title of his article is FDA Attacks Complementary and Alternative Healthcare. Now, they know. The FDA knows. They are hatchet people for the huge, powerful pharmaceutical industry. They know that. They understand that. That's the name of the game. Being in control. Keeping you sick. Keeping you dependent upon the pharmaceuticals rather than making you strong and independent and able to think for yourself and protecting your brain and your neurological system from all of the dangerous drugs that are on the market. Now, you know, they have a drug for everything. Not just to have sex better, but to smile better. They have a drug to make you cry. They have a drug to make you laugh. They have a drug for this, a drug for that. And people are lining up. I've never seen the greatest number of people that I have seen lining up outside the pharmacies, inside the pharmacy. Sometimes the line literally is outside the building. I mean, it's just incredible when you see, particularly these smaller pharmacies that don't have a lot of room. People are being told by their doctors to take more medications. And I know, you know, it's like some people have laughed at this, but it's true. Some people are literally taking dozens and dozens of pills a day. And one is creating another problem, and that other problem is addressed by another pill, which creates yet another problem, and then we have a pill for that. And it's amazing that people can no longer think for themselves, can no longer say, hey, what the heck am I doing? What in the world am I doing to myself? What are we doing as a nation to ourselves? Oh, now there's an obesity problem. Well, we've got a drug for that. We've got a surgery. We've got a stomach stapling operation. Don't worry. Trust us. No, that's not the way to go. Taking homeopathic and alternative naturopathic remedies is helping millions of Americans getting back on their feet. It's literally helping them to do that. But unfortunately, the FDA is the hatchet organization for these powerful pharmaceutical peoples. And we cannot allow them to get away with it. We cannot allow them to get away with it, period. All right? So you'll be hearing more about it. And we'll be talking about it more. Someone brought up earlier the video at google.com, and I have there the numerical statistics here. I have the site that you can go to if you wish to be able to look up the Danish documentary, quote, Jewish Lobby Controls America. It is http://video.google.com. video.google.com/video play?? DOCID. And you can navigate your way through the rest because it's there on Google Video, okay? But it's video.google.com. You will look up the Danish documentary. You will see it if you wish to, and you'll be able to download it. So that also is something that you definitely want to look up for your information and for your edification. Now, the issue once again having to do with our Second Amendment rights, which we will get into tomorrow night with Kevin Franz as well. The Second Amendment Foundation has applauded the new Cates-Mauser report on firearms and crime. A new report by criminologist Professor Don Cates, K-A-T-E-S, of the United States, and Professor Gary Mauser of Canada, show that the rate of firearms ownership is irrelevant to the homicide and violent crime rate. in the United States. Now, unfortunately, people in the media have ignored this study once again. They don't want you to know about it. But appearing in the current issue of the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, pages 649 to 694, the Cates-Mauser report entitled, "Would Banning Firearms Reduce Murder and Suicide?" A review of international evidence is a detailed look at gun ownership and how it does not relate to the incidence of murder and violence. They conclude their study by saying, quote, "Nations with very stringent anti-gun laws generally have substantially higher murder rates than those which allow guns," unquote. The Cates-Mauser research strips bare the claims by gun control advocates and proponents that America is more dangerous than other countries because, quote, "our right to keep and bear arms is the problem," unquote. So said Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. He says what these two seasoned researchers have revealed is that some of the most violent countries in Europe are those with the most stringent gun laws. It seems hardly a coincidence that here in America, the highest crime rates are in places with the strictest of gun policies, such as Chicago and D.C., the District of Criminals. However, in other areas where guns are freely permitted and there are no major restrictions on them, the violent crime rates are actually lower. So you might want to look up this study. You might want to research it for yourself. Once again, we hear the shrill voices of the anti-Second Amendment people who hate the Second Amendment, who really despise the Constitution. It's not firearms, as we said. It's the right to keep and bear them, the right to self-protection. That's the issue. Not guns, but firearms, and the right to own and bear them. That is under attack once again. And so the media elite moguls do not want you, the American public, to hear these things. They don't want you to know them. All right, here's a report here also. A man says a word cost him a job by Mr. Nicholas Burgeon. And this is a report that I have here which says, "Do these words offend you? Are they words that identify a group of people? How about a generalization involving such groups such as all Canadians eat fish? Does this offend?" Let's say you are offended. What consequences should follow? Is a STEM warning deserved or a real warning? Sensitivity training? How about a job? Well, pipe welder Bill Handelay Jr. said he was fired from his job Wednesday for using the word Mexican in describing a person from Mexico at a group safety meeting. Calling a spade. Can you imagine this? Calling a Mexican is now a dirty word. You talk about insane people and racism. That's it. They're saying if you call me what I am, if I happen to be Mexican or black or whatever, that now is impermissible. Presumably, you're supposed to call them an it. Handelay said he had worked for Fagan Incorporated, an engineering and construction company based in Granite Falls, Minnesota, off and on for the past 10 years. The company is building an addition to the Big River Resources ethanol plant in West Burlington. Handelay recently moved to Burlington, said he has never been fired, has never even been reprimanded for making inappropriate comments, and co-workers describe him as a model employee. Well, at a group safety meeting Wednesday, however, Hendelay singled out some supervisors and an Hispanic worker for smoking in inappropriate places. Smoking is only allowed in a designated area across the road from the plant. He said, quote, I guess if you're a supervisor or a Mexican, you can smoke anywhere you like. That's what he told an Hispanic safety supervisor. Several days earlier, a Caucasian worker was suspended by an Hispanic supervisor for smoking in the parking lot of the plant. Following the suspension, Hendelay and his co-workers said they observed suspensions and an Hispanic woman smoking in trailers near the plant. He said he simply was pointing out discrepancies in policy enforcement. Well, after that meeting, he was called to a private meeting with the safety supervisor and two other managers to discuss his comments and was fired shortly thereafter. Quote, we don't support discrimination on our job site. Chad Warner, Fagan Project Supervisor. Warner declined to comment on the case any further. Well, I don't have to read any more, do I? You get the message. You get the drift. There is an open season on anyone who is not a protected minority group, anyone who is white, Caucasian, anyone who is part of the so-called majority in America today, who has been dispossessed, the dispossessed majority, as it is known. Make no mistake about it, this is why it is important to destroy and disable and totally destroy all vestiges of the anti-hate bill in any form. In any form, ladies and gentlemen. There is no acceptable amendment, I think, to any kind of a bill such as this, no matter how good it may seem. Even watered down, yes. It's still too strong. It's still too wrong. It's still an intrusion into our state sovereignty and our individual freedom. How do you like that? These are issues that I want to bring to your attention because you're not going to hear them anywhere else but here on RBN and forums like this. Once again, we prove the media are indeed controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They are controlled. There is no free and independent press. There is none. There's none left in America, unfortunately, within the so-called mainstream of the media, if you can call it that, the so-called mainstream, which it is not. Absolutely not at all. And last night when we had our guest on, Ms. Graham, we were mentioning how this movement to reject the New World Order, if you will, to reject the North American Union is now spreading from Idaho across several states in these United States. And that is a wonderful thing. There's no question between that, pulling out of the Patriot Act, and also rebuking the Bush administration and the government in Washington on all fronts, real ID, as well as No Child Shall Be Left Behind. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, we can't say that nothing has been done. We have to at least be grateful for what we have done and continue to mount a stronger, more aggressive campaign against all of the evils of which we speak daily on this program. Otherwise, we're whistling in the dark, and we might as well fold the tent. Here's something for you also before the break, if I can squeeze this in. Hillary endorses the conquest of Aztlán. That's right. You can read all about it at www.americanpatrol.com/. Hillary picks La Raza leader as campaign co-chair. The former president of an extremist group that organized many of the country's disruptive pro-illegal immigration marches and advocates the return of the American Southwest to Mexico will co-chair Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. National Council of La Raza describes itself as the largest Latino civil rights and advocacy organization in the U.S., and we know what that means. Ladies and gentlemen, Bush's proposed illegal alien amnesty will only accelerate the conversion. And don't think for a minute, Hillary Clinton is not on that bandwagon, that globalist bandwagon, now that she has made it official. How do you like that? What did George Wallace say years ago? Tweedledee and Tweedledum. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. All right, Rick Adams, we have one final segment to go. If we have a call, too, we'll take them. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned for more of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn.
Okay, and we are back. And I assume that no one is on the line who wishes to speak directly to me, but off the air they are. They want more of Rick Adams? Well, I don't know about that. I think 2 hours a night is enough, actually. I think it's just right. It's petite. It's perfect. It's plausible. It's just wonderful. I did want to mention also that wages now for mercenary contracting CEOs has exploded, according to the Counterpunch organization on the net. They say that since the war on terror was declared following 9/11, the pay levels for the CEOs of the top 34 defense contractors have doubled. Did you hear that? Doubled. The average compensation rose from $3.6 million during the period of 98 to 2001 to $7.2 million during the period of 2002 to 2006. The IPS study found that since 9/11, the 34 defense CEOs have pocketed a combined total of $984 million, or enough, the report says, to cover the wages for more than a million Iraqis for a year. It says that in 2005, the average total compensation for the CEOs of large corporations in the U.S. was only 6% above the 2001 figures, while defense CEOs' pay was 108% higher. My goodness. The Neil Bushes of the world, Dick Cheney's buddies in Unocal, Carlyle, which was, of course, best known for buying defense companies and doubling or tripling their value, already supported quite heavily by the criminal himself, George Bush, and his administration. Now we see this wall going up in Iraq. Doesn't it sound familiar? A wall of separation? From Palestine and Jerusalem to Iraq. How convenient. A wall of separation. Doesn't that sound interesting? Baghdad itself, a separated, divided, apartheid city, all under the Bush administration and the Zionists, neocons. How's that, huh? Doesn't that sound wonderful? And now, of course, as you see, the explosions daily, the killings, and so forth, all designed to create a one-world situation, a savior who will come along and say, enough, 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 no more war, no more killing, no more bombings, no more suffering. I can bring you peace. Just follow us. Ah, yes. Well, that just about does it for me, because the clock says it's time to go. No more calls, no more time for calls. Tomorrow night, you join me with Kevin Franz, the 73 questions that need to be asked. And we'll continue from there. It's been a pleasure tonight talking and rehashing and re-advising you to get on the phones and defeat the anti-hate legislation in Congress. Wonderful show. See you tomorrow night. Yahweh willing. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night.